You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles the soulful sound of Martha Redbone and music from throughout Indian country. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and when we first started putting this series together, one of the interviews that I was the most anxious to have folks hear is the one we did with Shawnee Choctaw R&B singer Martha Redbone. When people think mixed-blooded, people always think of the mix of white and Indian and never the mix of black and Indian. Being of mixed Yankton Sioux and black heritage, I was all the more intrigued by the story of Martha Redbone and her balancing her black ancestry with her Shawnee heritage. This balancing act is made for some wonderful music, and currently Martha is putting the finishing touches on her forthcoming CD. I had a chance to speak with Martha about finding herself through music, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'.
Put a spell on me, and now I'm tripping, so no dipping.
From her 2004 release, Skin Talk, that was Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'. Visit the band at their official website, www.martharedbone.com. I had a chance to speak with Martha regarding her forthcoming release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, I understand that you're working on your third album right now. How's that coming along?
It's going really well. We've recorded tons and tons of songs, and now we're kind of choosing, it's so difficult when you have so many songs and you have to choose a set, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, we're deciding whether or not we want to put out 10 songs or 12 songs or 14 songs, you know, it's that kind of thing right now. And it is very exciting. The songs just sound wonderful, and they were all written during the past few years, which, you know, my life has actually changed because in the past 2.5 years I'm now a mother, so I have a different outlook on life, and now I'm supposed to be a little bit more grown up, I guess, since I'm supposed to be setting an example for my child. But it's very exciting. I mean, the music is, again, what I like to call a native roots soul, and it's just really beautiful, beautifully played. I was blessed with the best band in the world, incredible musicians, and they've become family over the years, so they know what we do and the style of music that we write, and they just, you know, play so wonderfully.
And how do you think that this new album, this forthcoming album, will be different from Home of the Brave and Skin Talk?
I suppose the only thing I could, in comparison, the one thing that is different is, the expression is probably, maybe a bit more serious and even more reflective than the Skin Talk album. The Skin Talk album was written during the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so they had and it was just at the very beginning, and just after, it was also shortly after September 11th, when the World Trade Center towers went down. And so the Skin Talk album was a lot more, sadder and pensive and vulnerable, I suppose, as well, because it was the beginning of this war. And the album that we're working on now, you know, we've been in the state of war. This has kind of been our lives for the past 5 years. And it's almost like sadly, it's become normal life to listen to the news on the radio or the television and see film footage of people at war around the world and hearing that there are hundreds of people dying every day in the world. And so this new album, some of the songs have, they're a bit tougher, they're harder because the world is harder, I guess, and maybe even a little angry about the situation. And, you know, I also have songs that hopefully will inspire and give hope and promise for something more positive, you know. Because as I said, you know, now being a mother, I feel the responsibility to, set an example for our children, you know, and children's children. So not everything is with anger and harsh tones, but there's also hope. You know? So I guess it's grittier.
Talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, my father was a musician, and he played in several bands back in the 70s, and local kind of club date bands and funk bands. And I had piano and guitar lessons when I was 8 years old, And so music has always been a part of my life. And then after I went to college, music found me again. I went to college for art, fine art and graphic design, and then through that, music found me again. And I guess from there, I was mentored by Junie Marson from Parliament Funkadelic and the Ohio Plays, who I ended up doing a lot of artwork for, a lot of graphic design work, and also music. And it was from there that I met my partner, Aaron Whitby, and we began collaborating as a production songwriting team. So, and it's been that way ever since.
Describe working with Aaron. How do you guys go about, you know, getting a song to complete it and out there for people to listen to? How does that work between you two?
Aaron and I have been writing together for so long. I mean, not only did we click from the very beginning, but, you know, having been this team for a number of years, we almost operate as, you know, as one brain, you know, left side and right side of the brain in a way, because we're so connected at this point. He's an incredible pianist and instrumentalist and producer, and he really makes me look good. You know, I mean, I have to say, you know, I've worked with many, many producers before I met him, and the connection was not the same. I mean, I've had some great collaborations and things, but there's something very, very special that we create together. I don't know if it's the fact that he's so humble. I think that might be a part of it. He's extremely humble, and he is more concerned with trying to get the best out of the artist, you know, and whatever idea that I have, he can help draw it out, you know. And from him, I've also learned piano as well, and so which helps us the collaborating work even better, because if I have a melody or a lyric or something in my mind and it's difficult to bring it out, his knowledge of a zillion and one chords to play, it just complements what's going on in my brain. So and then the magic happens. There's something that I can't explain. Sometimes the songs that we write can just flow out as quickly as like a 3-minute kind of pop song, and other things are might take reworking and rehashing and kind of tearing it down and starting again and reproducing in different styles. And what I mentioned before about the humility, he's great because neither one of us are too proud to rework a song to bring out the best in something. You know, we were both mentored by Junie from Parliament Funkadelic, and we are Junior Funkadelics, as he calls us. and we both respect the craft of songwriting and production. So we have great respect for it and understand what goes into making a song work and the lift and how you can manipulate the chords to bring something else out in the next section and things like that. All the kind of tricks of the trade, so to speak.
And in Indian country, you know, you've got rock, you've got blues, and you've got maybe even a little country. You don't see soul that often. So what is it about soul music that sort of spoke to you?
Well, I'm Native. My mother is Native American, and my father's African American. And we grew up in New York City. And we had all kinds of music in the house growing up. We had country music, we had rock, pop, and of course the old soul, you know, which my parents loved. They grew up with Ray Charles and Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin and, you know, and Stevie Wonder and all the Motown music, and those were that's what I grew up hearing in the house whenever that my parents had parties and people would come over and dance and stuff. So that music is kind of a part of my system, of my makeup, you know? And I've always appreciated just being from these two different races, I've appreciated, the history of both of these groups of people who, you know, they share a very similar history, you know, with regard to, you know, the American history. And there's just something about the passion in rhythm and blues and soul music that I guess comes from that kind of gospel background, and the passion and the spirit of the emotion when people are singing it and performing it and playing the instrumentation. It's just something that has always spoken to me. And when my father passed away in 2001, you know, when you lose a parent, it makes you think about your own mortality and how you can, what you can do to preserve where you come from and to honor where you came from. And the music that I love is the music that was brought to me from my father. And I guess that's what encouraged me to kind of pay homage to him and to honor that, you know. And also with regard to my mother as well, you know, who raised us. With her native background, I wanted to honor her as a person and honor, you know, Choctaw, Cherokee, Shawnee people, all native peoples. You know, where she comes from, honor my grandparents who looked after me when I was a child. And I don't know, it was just a way to kind of, I don't know, pay tribute to them, to represent them, and to keep the spirit of our people going, you know. But I guess that's how I did it. It wasn't something that was planned. It was something that came out of losing a parent, you know. So I wanted to just honor everything that I was and embrace them, because without them, there's no me.
Visit Martha at her official website, www.martharedbone.com. From her CD Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone once again with Medicine Man. listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles. Like you all I can give. Love you all I can give. Levi and the Plateros and their 2009 release, Hang On. Just let me be your man. Join us for an exclusive interview and music from Levi and the Plateros right here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Martha Redbone, who at the moment is putting the finishing touches on her as-yet-untitled forthcoming release. I recently had a chance to speak with Martha regarding this new release and the upbringing that inspires so much of her music that she creates today, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Being both of Black and Indian ancestry, I mean, how easy or difficult was that to navigate? I mean, me as being half Black and half Sioux knows that it was a little bit of a challenge for me. But what was it like for you?
Well, the funny thing about it was I didn't even really know what I was until I was 11 years old. You know, because my parents didn't raise me with branding me and classifying me as anything, you know, because I was born out of love, you know, out of two people who loved each other, you know, and you know, that their relationship just didn't work out. But when I was 11, the kids at school well, I'll go back to that. Before I was 11 years old, I went to school in Appalachia, and I was lived with my grandparents then. And when I came back to New York City at 11 years old, I went to a different school. And on my first day of school, you know, I had I didn't have the uniform that all the other kids were wearing, because I didn't know we had to have one. And you know, my mom didn't make much money. She only got paid once every 2 weeks. And so her payday for me to get a uniform was going to be like another week and a half. And so, you know, I had on a, you know, clean blouse and, you know, a nice skirt or some kind of like, you know, long shorts or something. And I had my moccasins. What did I wear those moccasins for at school? No one would talk to me. And the kids kind of would snicker and kind of giggle, you know, behind my back and make fun of my shoes. And so I saw that on the first day. And so when I went home, you know, I said to my mom, I don't want to wear these moccasins, you know, because people are making fun of them. You know, I want to wear my tennis shoes. And my mom says, well, you're not allowed to wear tennis shoes. You can only wear tennis shoes when you go to the gym on gym day. And I said, well, I need to go and get some new shoes because I'm not wearing these moccasins. You know, people are making fun. And so my mom got really upset with me. She got impatient and was like, I only get paid, you know, next week. And when we go next week, well, I'll get you everything new. But right now, this is all we have, and this is all you have, and you have to wear it. And so for about another week and a half, I wore those moccasins and the blouse and everything, and made a total freak out of myself. And eventually, you know, I got my uniform and ended up fitting in, but, you know, those kids never let me live that down. And I remember that was my first experience with being embarrassed about wearing moccasins, you know, and embarrassed about having an Indian mother. And then the kids, you know, there were, in my school, there were black kids and Hispanic kids, and the Hispanic kids looked just like me. And, you know, and the black kids didn't want me to hang out with them. And, you know, the Spanish kids didn't want me to hang out with them, because even though we looked alike, I didn't speak Spanish. And so I remember coming home from school and asking my mom, what am I? Because the kids, she says, what do you think you are? And I said, well, I don't know, because the kids who look like me, they speak Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. And she says, no, we don't speak Spanish. And I said, and the black kids say that I'm not like them, but they look just like Dad. But they're saying I'm not like them either. And my dad was home at the time. My parents were splitting up, and my dad shouted down the hallway when I said, well, what am I? My dad said, you're a red nigger. That's what you are. And that, you know, just always stayed with me, you know, and my mom got really upset about that. And my dad was being flippant and kind of and mean about it. He didn't...
Yes.
You know, and that, it's so funny, because that was like when I was 11 years old, so long ago, but those kinds of things, they really stay with you. And the one thing that meant to me all these years was that the two things that I was something that was negative, you know. And so I've spent probably most of my adult life trying to make that term into something positive, you know, something to be proud of rather than ashamed of. And I guess part of my music journey is to write songs that provide healing and understanding, and I guess encourage other people who have similar backgrounds, and also educate people who don't have similar backgrounds about the history of this country. And, you know, and in my travels, in my music journey, I've discovered so many people who are Native, who have African ancestry, or who are, you know, like closely like me, like a biracial, if you want to, for want of a better word. And this has opened up so many, a can of worms for so many different things, but I think in a good way. And so, throughout my travels and touring, I've come across people who've responded to me negatively, but most people have responded to me in a positive way and embraced the music and embraced who I am and where we come from and actually have stories to share of their own, because the world is changing. You know, our world is changing. It's a smaller place. And, you know, Indians live in cities now, and you know, people are come from all walks of life, from different countries. We never even used to know anyone who came from, you know, Romania or Croatia or anywhere else. And, you know, right now you can get on the bus and probably find three or four people from a totally different part of the world. So the world is changing, and it's important that we all learn to embrace our differences, you know, and rather than kind of judge each other and treat each other negatively about it, because, you know, we exist, and if we weren't meant to be, then we wouldn't have been able to breed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like cats and dogs, you know. So I think that, you know, we have to embrace who we are and where we come from. And I guess when my father passed away, it got me thinking about my mortality and who I am, you know, as a Native American and African American woman. This is who I am, and this is my story, this is my history, this is where I come from, and it's real, and it's everything that I am, you know, from fried bread to grits and gravy, you know, that's what I am. I'm, you know, red bone grits and gravy, you know, and it's something that I really enjoy. It's everything that I am. I've never been anything else, you know. I don't know anything else other than that, you know, and I think all of us, even when you ask people who are saying they're born and raised from the res and this and that, when you ask, you always hear something, oh, well, actually, my grandmother was half white, but we don't say anything about that, you know?
Right, I know, same thing.
And so, you know, it's so interesting, you know. One of our friends, really good friends of mine, Charlie Hill, veteran comedian, and hi, Charlie, by the way, if you listen to this, you know, Charlie's Oneida, and he found out that his grandmother was Cree and black.
Wow.
So, you know, and so we always made a joke, you know, we made jokes about it, and I said, oh, you thought you couldn't get any work as an Indian, you can forget it now. So I always made a joke about it. but yeah, I mean, I think our minds are being opened now, and our minds are being opened because our hearts are being opened. And I think that's the only thing we can do, is just, you know, teach by example. You know, we have to live it. We live our journey. We live it, and we believe it, and we breathe it. And knowledge is power, you know?
Visit Martha at her official website, www.martharedbone.com. From her CD Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone once again with Future Street.
You're down with me, and then again,
Anywhere. Aboriginal Sounds will be back after this brief message with music by bands and artists from throughout Indian country, such as When Darkness Falls, Levi and the Plateros, and Audio Pharmacy, so stay right where you are.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles. Like you are to give. Love you are to earn. Levi and the Plateros and their 2009 release, Hang On. Just let me be your man. Join us for an exclusive interview and music from Levi and the Plateros right here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com.
Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we've just kicked off the second half of our show featuring music from throughout Indian country. Up first, we've got a band that we'll be featuring right here at Aboriginal Sounds next week. They are Levi and the Plateros. And from their 2009 CD, Hang On, here is Levi and the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
Gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I'll give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind, got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of.
From their CD Sunchild, that was the Gear Project Band with On My Mind. Up next, we've got actress and singer Tamara Pedemsky, best known for the film Dance Me Outside, and from her 2005 release Tamara, here is Tamara Pedemsky with It's Time.
Well, is it time for me to get a new job? Is it time for stop taking so long? 'Cause sometimes I feel like I'm just waiting, not creating. But sometimes I need to move on. Oh yeah, right now I need to move on. So tell me that you understand. Tell me that you are gonna hold my hand through this time in my life as I figure things out and then I'll stop. Pretending like I know what it's about. It's time for me to let go. Well, it's time for me to let myself grow, yeah. Well, is it time for me to write a new song that moves me forward instead of backward? Oh, what's taking so long? Sometimes it feels I should be coping instead of hoping. If sometimes I need to be strong. Oh yeah, right now I need to be strong. So tell me that you understand. Tell me that you are gonna hold my hand through this time in my life as I figure things out and then I stop pretending like I know what it's about. It's time for me to let go. Stop listening to what people say. I got to stop, I got to stop getting in my own way. I got to stop thinking that this world owes me something. I got to stop, I got to stop making drama out of nothing. I tend to make a drama out of nothing. So tell me that you understand. I'm gonna hold my hand through this time in my life as I figure things out and then I stop pretending like I know what it's about. It's time for me to let go, let go. It's time for me to let myself grow, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com.
online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles. Levi and the Plateros and their 2009 release, Hang On. Just let me be your man. Join us for an exclusive interview and music from Levi and the Plateros right here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Some People Need No Introduction. From her 2009 CD Running for the Drum, that was the legendary Buffy St. Marie with No No Keshegesh. I actually had the privilege of interviewing her a couple of years ago, and I hope to have her back on this show, Aboriginal Sounds. Up next, we've got Sean Michael Perry, an amazing singer-songwriter who I recently interviewed for our other show, Rockwired Radio Profiles. And from his CD, Only the Brave, here is Sean Michael Perry with Aboriginality. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles. Levi and the Plateros and their 2009 release, Hang On. Just let me be your man. Join us for an exclusive interview and music from Levi and the Plateros right here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. We're in the final stretch here at Aboriginal Sounds here at rockwire.com, and up next is a band very near and dear to my heart. From their CD Bloodstone, here is When Darkness Falls with Corruption. Smile! All the fucking enemy drowns in the wild!
go. It's in my soul, so it's in my soul, so got it in my soul, so Dre, let me know.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass. Hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy. But I'm with the game, I can't let the beads I wait. Resuscitate, if I left I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's hazer. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put you out to bed, bed. So long up in my head,
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high the most. Like I said, this whole itch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, this, she won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If me chat, it's just dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue here for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
I really can't wait to get that band on the show. That was Nake Nulawaun. They are a hip-hop band based out of the Rosebud Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. And from their CD Stars and Bars, that was Heart is on Fire. And once again, just a reminder to everybody, if you don't have time to listen to the show all the way through in one sitting, please don't despair. You can always download the show or come back to it. All of our material remains on the website, but you know, you know what? You can also download this show to your iPhone or your whatever they use nowadays, and we will be coming up with a download page soon. So, but in the meantime, all you got to do is scroll down to the bottom of the page and click where it says here to download this very show. And last but certainly not least is the band Indigenous. From their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here they are with Come On Home.
I've been up and down this road for a million miles. I feel like I'm chasing the sun. I wanna slow down for just a little while. So come
that's going to do it for today's edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Martha Redbone for her time and, more importantly, her music. For Rockwire.com, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
I lost the game, but I feel the same. I looked out at the moon.